Hello, you are listening to the English News of Inter City Radio. Dear listeners, General Secretary Ambassador Tulum, accompanied by his Bush and high-level Vietnamese delegation, attended the 2026 Lapton Stone National Peace Prize Award ceremony before concluding his state visit to the Russian Federation on September 10. Speaking at the event, President Vladimir Putin emphasized that the Russian people have always held the Vietnamese people in high regard and admiration for their resilience, determination, and courage, qualities demonstrated by a nation that has steadfastly overcome numerous challenges in its struggle for national liberation. According to President Putin, Vietnam's spirit of peace, friendship, industriousness, and creativity resonates with humanistic ideals of great writer Lev Tolstoy. President Putin also highly valued the decision to present this year's award to General Secretary and President Tu Lâm, acknowledging his contributions to strengthening friendship and mutual understanding, as well as advancing the comprehensive strategic partnership between Vietnam and Russia across economic, cultural, and human fields. Upon receiving the award, General Secretary and President Tu Lâm affirmed that this honor serves not only as recognition of him personally, but also as an acknowledgement of the Vietnamese nation's peace-loving tradition and its foreign policies of independence, self-reliance, peace, friendship, cooperation, and development. This morning, the Steering Committee of Kansas City Party Committee held a conference to study, grasp, and implement several resolutions and to CISO by the Politburo, conducted via hybrid format combining in-person and online. The content aligns closely with the national conference organized by the Politburo and Secretariat on September 3rd. Specifically, it focuses on studying and thoroughly grasping key issues regarding the strategy for ideological work in the new context, promoting the study and practice of Ho Chi Minh's ideology, morality, methods, and style during the new phase of development, upholding the pioneering and exemplary roles, as well as the spirit of innovation, boldness, and accountability among officers and party members, developing regions and organizing national spatial development and addressing affairs concerning overseas Vietnamese and development of Vietnam's tourism sector into a key economic industry. This morning, Mr. Đỗ Thanh Bình, member of the Party Central Committee, Secretary of the City Party Committee, and head of the City National Assembly Legation, Mr. Trương Cảnh Tuyên, chairman of the City People's Committee, inspected several key projects. City leaders inspected the construction site of National Highway 91 upgrade, an expansion project. Today's site clearance has been completed for 971 out of 1,095 average properties, covering a length of 12,000 meters and a treatment rate of over 86%. Regarding the 500-bed Kinter Oncology Hospital project construction, is currently focused on interior and exterior components for Block A, B, C, and D. As for project to conserve, restore, and promote the value of outgrown historical site Phase 2, with the total investment exceeding $101 million, the contractor has fully completed 100% site leveling and technical infrastructure works. Today, Nam Cần Thơ University hosted the SESBSG 26 International Scientific Conference, Team Sustainable Economic Development, Business Management and Policy Innovation in a Transforming Global Economy. The event was organized by Nam Cần Thơ University in collaboration with Daegu University and Phan Thiết University, featuring hybrid format that combine in person and online. From the 103 scientific papers submitted, the organizers selected 5 outstanding presentations for the conference. These presentations focus on various topics of current interest, such as sustainable economic development and green growth, corporate governance, policy and public administration reform, digital transformation, innovation and entrepreneurship, as well as finance, investment, integration and sustainable tourism. In addition to the formal presentations, speakers and experts engage directly with delegates to share practical experiences and discuss business strategies and adaptation solutions in response to shifts in the global economy. The song for the English News today is Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.